The current spoiler warning level is Azure.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of Azure. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, Six, don't you normally do some kind of fun, silly color like iron or sacrodite or whatever for fictional works that aren't Gundam? Yes, usually I do, but that's when we spoil that work in the episode. So like the sacrodite one is like it's for Code Geass, and we talk about some stuff later in Code Geass. This episode is for Xena Saga, Episode 1, specifically, and does not spoil anything. So, therefore, it's Azure. Also, for our audio listeners, I'm going to really recommend the video version this time. Obviously, I put it in the show notes all the time now, ever since the first episode of January, all through 2024. We're going to be doing video versions, and they are available for free on the Scanline Media Patreon. I put up the audio versions, I will not stop doing so, but there will be episodes like this one where we reference source material that is harder to find, in which case I really recommend the video version because you can see all the material that like Dylan has that is not as widely available because of poor documentation of this stuff. Anyway, please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to Mechanista and D.
G.
D. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Mechanista yeah. And D.
I'm not... I'm Six Detmar, it's fine.
I'm Dylan.
What are we here to
talk about,
for?
Six?
Is it just Mechanista and Dylan? We're just getting whatever robots are in your brain?
No.
Okay.
No, this is your episode. The video people already know this.
Yeah, I guess that's true. This is specifically my episode. This is my request, because...
What are we talking about? What are they called?
We're talking about eggs.
Eggs! I love how, we immediately... I didn't know if you were going to try to do the AGWS thing, because, I know you'd mentioned, oh, no, I can't just keep saying that, even though you were like, I hate eggs. But then, anyway, I just think that's funny. All right.
Yeah. Green eggs and ham. As this episode comes out, it should be a couple of days after the release of the Novel Not New episode on Xena Saga Episode 1. And it's fun to do, tie in stuff with other works I do sometimes. So,
yeah.
Let's talk about the Mecha from Xena Saga, the Anti-Gnosis Weapon Systems, abbreviation AGWS, but everyone says eggs.
Yep. And so do we want to do these in a particular order? I know they're in alphabetical on the website. However, in my art book, they're in a specific order. So,
I have no strong feelings. I mean, I assume your art book is
VX10,000
first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
All right. Do me a favor. You copy the 3D images and I will copy the 2D art.
Ooh, okay.
Because I have the art book up while you have the wiki up. So that way we can have both. Don't have to make it too huge, but hey, look. I got the art. I don't know the artist for all of these. I know Junya Ishigaki worked on some of these, but then there's a couple other artists. Yanase, I think, made some enemy mecha designs, but I think that was only for the later ones. And I think there was the independent artist Chako, who has also done some other interesting stuff. Like, he did the... He did a version of a Turn A reinterpretation book that tries to keep it's called With Respect to Sid Mead's Design, because it is trying to keep up the Meadie designs but also still reinterpreting the Turn A. He also, weirdly enough, worked on a random PS1 game I tried playing called Pixie Garden, which is a game where you grow fairies in a garden.
Okay.
Yeah, just random thing. I was just like, wait, I was watching the interview video that was on the game disc, and I was like, wait a minute, that's Chako. Wait, I know who that is. It just caught me off guard. Anyway. Yeah, so we have
leaning over to my date, that's Chako.
The VX10,000. This thing's pretty cool. I think this is the first one that really comes up in the game, right? Because this is the one that you're using at the start when you are in that simulation. Because I have played the beginning of Xena Saga. While I haven't finished it, I did play the beginning. And this is Shion's egg.
Yeah, oh. So this is Shion Uzuki, who is the protagonist of the series.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to frame what an eggs, I guess it's even plural at the base, which feels bad. What eggs are, right?
Yeah.
Is these are mecha that are, so this is kind of a problem with the setting that's a little silly. This is a thing that comes up a lot in anime when you have like unstoppable force enemies, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a machine that's specifically designed to fight Gnosis that cannot fight Gnosis.
Yeah.
Which is fucking stupid. So Gnosis are, you know, there's plot spoilers about the true nature of the Gnosis, but basically at the start of Xenosaga, what you know is these are spooky aliens that sort of exist partially in another dimension, which means they could hurt us, but we can't really hurt them. And there is a solution to this. There are super weapons that can make them fully tangible in our world. Eggs don't have them. So what eggs do is they're going ghost busting with assault rifles, and it just doesn't fucking work.
It's really weird, yeah. It was one of those things that actually, like, I noticed when I was, because, like, you know, you use this at the beginning, and you're fighting, like, normal enemies generally, like, the mechanical enemies, and it's like, okay, this makes sense. We recently, like, I think I ran into, like, the first cutscene with, like, a real Gnosis, like, attack, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, how would I even do that? How would I actually, like, you know?
I mean, you must have gotten far enough that you see what the solution is.
Trying to remember. It's been over a year. I stopped playing the game because I mistakenly did a very dumb thing, which was I wanted to do a screenshot LP of it, which was, like, doesn't sound like a bad idea, but I've never done a screenshot LP. It was very long form, and, like, rehosting the images so I could, like, post all of them was actually very, like, time consuming. Mm. And I had to do a lot of it was a lot more effort than just live tweeting by posting on Twitter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was the MWS thing, right? Which was
MWS thing.
What was it? Are I'm you looking talking through about my the AMWS? Because
that's another type of mecha. The AIMS. Are you talking about the
AIMS? No. Give me one second. I'm, like, looking through my screenshot LP to try to remember how it works even. Well, because doesn't one appear at the end of the little, like, when you're in the simulation?
Yes.
Yeah, and I can't... What happens?
So this is what Cosmos is, like, biggest value is, at least at this point in the series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cosmos is one of a few robots and is able to generate a thing called the Hilbert effect, and is able to do it way better than anybody else also. Mm-hmm. Which is just basically a big AoE that makes Gnosis physical.
Yes, okay, I see it. Yes. With that enemy defeated, Shion tells the nerds at the lab to shift into real mode to test the Hilbert effect and for Cosmos to activate Hilbert. And then I was like, I don't know what any of this means, because the game, I love it. Much like Xenogears, loves to throw out the proper nouns before explaining them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or sometimes never explaining them. I mean, you can go into, the little in-game, like a glossary encyclopedia. There are a few other, like, you get another party member later named Momo, who's a robot who can, she can, like, bring in, like, you know, she can bring in, like, two or three of them, right? I believe Cosmos at one point does a Hilbert effect that she boosts further than her creators thought possible and reaches, I believe the range is 5 astral units.
Jesus.
She's just like, nope, you guys all need to be here so I can kill you all.
Cosmos is fucking cool.
Cosmos is sick.
I love the beginning also where Shion is, like, funny to me because she's, like, she seems like she's gonna be, like, oh no, is she gonna be, like, a demure, like, you know, like, more calm-headed protagonist? No, not at all. Because she did the whole thing where she sabotaged the fucking lab because she wanted the test to be real. Because she's like, no, I really need this to work. And I want to show that Cosmos is so powerful, basically.
She's a very obsessive lady.
I love her.
Yeah, she's good, and you should listen to our podcast.
The way I wrote it in my little, like, text LP was, Shion is crafting has somehow overridden the ability of the main lab to shut down the test, as Ellen and the other nerds are having a meltdown about what she's doing, saying things like kindling is happening with the encephalon, which I do know what both of those mean, and that's not good for your brain. I was like, is your brain on fire? Is that what they're trying to say? Oh, it was great.
You go back to encephalon later, and there are fewer filters on, and it's a bad time.
God. It was a neat game. I need to go back to it. I was posting about it the other day because I saw y'all posting about it. I was like, fuck, I need to get back to it. Because it was really cool. I just had the issue where I just was like, it's really hard to play. to play while doing a text LP of a, of a long RPG with a lot of text.
Mm-hmm.
Where I need to do a lot of screen caps. So I'm just going to play it on my own probably. So I do remember that now. As soon as you said Hilbert effect, I was like, ah, yes, Hilbert effect. I remember this.
And so
it's great.
It's kind of wild that these exist, because they don't do anything in most people's hands, right? I mean, I'm sure they'd be good at fighting other eggs. We see that. They are good at that,
yeah.
Right? But anti-gnosis is in the name, and they don't have a way to fight gnosis.
The thing that I found interesting with them, too, is how, like, you learn a lot of weird facts about them. So, like, the reason they are so small, because they're not, like, I mean, they're big mecha, but they're not big for the setting, if that makes sense. Like, these are the small mecha of the setting. But the reason they're small is so they could be deployed on ships. But not only that, the reason they're deployed on ships is because the ships basically have, like, you know how a Tesla coil can, like provide power to things that are not actually directly connected to it?
Yeah.
Like, fluorescent lights and whatnot? The being on the ship just transmits ambient energy for them to absorb, so they only work well on board the ship as well. They don't use fuel or anything.
But we see them go out into space, so I assume they have a backup, reserve, even in probably what you would have played, there's a section where some of them, like, fly off the ship and try and shoot down attackers, right?
Yeah. Well, it says, as long as they don't stray from the transmit generator's area of influence, it's operational indefinitely. The ship is just ambiently, like, it has a sphere of providing energy around it, I guess.
And then also, it's indefinitely, so you can leave it, it just has a definite range of
yeah.
operation at that point. Fair enough.
Which is interesting. Anyway, yeah, so this is the first one you run into, the VX-10000. I don't know if it has a proper name. I don't think any of these do, actually.
No, none of them do.
Yeah, they're all just their numbers.
Well, you know what? One of them does, but I don't know if it's on this page.
We'll get to that then. But for these ones, the VX-10000, we've got a rather spindly mecha. This one's a very interesting design. So you've got a head that almost reminds me of, like, in Gundam 00, when you have Alial Sashez's flag.
Yeah.
I don't know why, it just, the shape of it, I guess, because, like, the... So, the camera is on the top middle, is, like, the main difference, I would say. So, like, the actual main camera's on the top middle, the head popped up, and you can, you know, obviously see it there. It's got, like, a little, like, glass over the front of the camera. Then you've got these, like, two horns that are swept back. It's got these two, like, little earpieces sticking out. They're in like, a green color. And then it's got, like, a little, like, face, like a little mask built onto the face there. But there's not, like, it doesn't have any features on it. It's just, like, you know, separate little face.
Mm-hmm.
For the torso, you've got a very oddly shaped torso. You've got this, like, really, like, kind of, like, long plate on the top of it. A long plate of armor, very flat along the top, kind of U-shaped, and that's, like, the main chest plate. For the rest of the internals, like, you get armor, like, swept back into the body. Does have, like, these, like, squares popped out of, like, the bottom of the pectorals, I guess you would call those. Like, these, like, two bits of square armor that are protruding forward. If you look at the, actually, looking at the image, they're not even that far forward, because if you look at the image of Shion sitting on the arm is, like, you know, held in front of the torso there, so.
Well, and you can also see on the drawing, it makes the depth more clear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, more so than the 3E. But it does have these, like, little, like, square bits of armor. You've got kind of a spine going on in the middle. That, like, looks like it has multiple layers, probably for, like, up and down movement. But it's a very boxy-shaped chest overall. The arms connected to it, the arms are also interesting. They have a very, you know, we've talked about this with other designs, but, like, and usually Ishigaki designs, but like I said, I can't give credit on any of these unless, like, I directly look at the artist. But these feel very Ishigaki, because these arms are very, like, monostructural, like, when they are facing down, like, you know, the way the shoulder connects into the bicep and all that, like, it's a very clean overall shape, right? There's not, like, a lot of, like, interruptions going on. So you've got, like, a shoulder with, like, round armor on the top, and then it's kind of, like, squared off on the front. It's got a little plate sticking out of the side that kind of, like, extends out at an angle.
I mean, so I think what we're looking at here, there appears to be... I think this is, like, a flexible cable?
Yes, yeah, it has a flexible cable, kind of like the Exia. Because if you look at the line art of the arm there,
You can see how it bends.
Yeah, you can see it bent with the bent arm there.
It also does that on the this pose where it's lifting the sniper rifle a little bit.
Yeah, so it's got, like, a cable running from the bottom of the shoulder into, like, the lower arm. And if you're looking at the line art, like, the cable's, like, only loose at the joint area, probably so it can, like, properly move the arm. But otherwise, like, when it's, like, fastened and doesn't have to worry about stretching, like, on the lower arm, it's kind of just, like, bolted in. Which I guess makes sense for having an exterior cable. Has, like, a simple joint going on with, like, the joint. Does have a little bit of elbow armor. Lower arm, it's kind of rounded at the base, like, where it's connected into the joint. Not a lot of overall detail going on with it, though. Mostly just, you know, smooth arm piece. Does have, like, big cuff before the hands. Does have kind of fancy hands going on. Has kind of, like, the gloved hands look, where it's got, like, the more texture going on.
But they're asymmetrical.
What?
They're asymmetrical.
They are.
One hand is a black glove with a red cover. The other one is a red glove with a black cover.
Oh, I never noticed that. It's kind of cool. Huh.
Yeah.
It's like one of those it's like those hands that don't look like... It reminds me of, like, Gasaraki does this, where the hands are actually soft, like the manipulators are more soft, and then have armor put on them. I assume, like, it's so it can hold weapons or, like, manipulate objects without scratching them, basically, is the idea, right? Because, like, obviously, if you have, like, a fully hard hand. In Gundam and stuff, you're operating at such a high scale that the manipulators are only interacting with things made for mobile suits. But given that these are smaller and meant to operate inside of a ship, you may, in fact, want it to operate like a switch or something that would also, you know... On the Gasaraki designs, they are, like, gloves, basically. Like, that's the hand. It even has the things with, like, the little circles at the base of it, which is funny, because if you look at the, if you look at close at the art of the hand on the, VX 10,000 on the, line art, you can see it also has those, like, little circles at the base of the hand. Like, the little, you know, holes.
Sure.
But, yeah. Just something I think about with Mecha that doesn't come up in, like, a lot of the things we tend to cover, but there are ones that do the soft hands, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, then for the waist is kind of, like, it's a weird waist. You've got, like, this little circular part at the front that has, like, a plate, like, a flat plate going through the middle of it, of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
It does have, like, a little bit of armor hanging down. Otherwise, it's just kind of a mounting area for the two legs, and these are some tall-ass legs.
The waist, like, that front part, I don't know if it's supposed to be, like, a turbine or a speaker or what the hell I'm looking at. But this is something that, like, every eggs has, basically. Well, not quite, but a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm. For the upper thighs, you've got pretty simple legs. They're kind of, how to describe them? They are, like, kind of ovular if you were looking at them from the top, right? Like, they are longer front to back than they are side to side. They're not, like, they're very thin.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, though, there's a little bit of detail. They have these, like, little circular, what might be hard points or something on the outside there. Then, you know, it's connected into a joint. The joint's not super visible. Again, very Ishigaki feeling leg here going on, just because, like, very, like, weird monostructural leg. You only really get, like, the only real detail are you have some black vertical lines and the red armor is, like, the real detail that you tend to get. The lower leg, very tall lower leg. Interestingly, one of the reasons it looks so tall is because it's combined with the foot, like the front toe. The front toe is part of the leg. You know, the only real separate foot it has, quote unquote, is that it has a heel built into the back, and like the heel is the separate foot part. And but the toe and the lower leg are like combined, which gives it the appearance of having elongated legs.
Specifically in the legs, I feel like this is also kind of in conversation with some of the work they do in Zone of Enders. I always want to add the in there.
I thought it was Zone of the Enders.
Is it? Zone of the Enders. Damn it. I always think it's one thing and then I'm like, I must be wrong. It's the other thing. And I just do this back and forth and have done so for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm. For the leg design here real quick, also just to show it.
I'm just going to show Jehuti real quick.
Which is interesting because Jehuti and all that are designed by Yoji Shinkawa, who, you know. It's interesting to see these like trends with the mecha of the era, though, even like across different games and designers. I did like a little close-up of the legs here, too, by the way, so you can see like the way the movement is. Yeah, so you can see, like, you know, it's got, like, a disc joint for the leg there, and the upper and lower parts are able to rotate on that. I say it has a disc joint. It's not even really a joint. It doesn't have a separate joint in the way, like, a mobile suit does. It's actually connected into the upper leg if you look at it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, like, a singular... It's a very simple leg design, actually, but it's designed to still have a decent range of movement.
It shows itself as being able to bend up to like a little over 90 degrees. In the game, of course, it never bends its leg even the slightest.
Well, no, because you're using it in battle, and it doesn't, sure. If I remember right, kind of like just it doesn't really move because it's using a gun.
I mean, it can use swords, but then it kind of just like hovers up.
Oh yeah, slashes. It just does hover movement, right? The other way of doing this. So yeah, this is the one egg that I know of because of playing, you know, the beginning and seeing the most of it. Seemingly the other one on this page, though, I assume is a successor of this. The next one on the list would be the VX-20,000, I assume.
Well, so the 10,000 is kind of the iconic one. I think the 20,000 is the one that you, like, there's also the 4,000 and the 7,000 and the 9,000.
Okay.
So I feel like usually, like, if we were to do, for example, I don't know, the Exia, we do the Exia, and then we jump back and work our way forward,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, then we can do that. So we would jump to the earliest number, I assume.
So the 4,000, which is a fucking friend.
It's got cat ears.
And four arms.
Yeah, I like that it's got, like, two arms that are operating. I love this guy. Hold on, I have the art of it. Not a lot of art of this one, actually. It's just the front and the back, not a lot of detail, but also I love that triangular head that it has.
Yeah, this is a really cool design.
Got a triangular head that has two cat ears on the top that are also just triangles, so it's a very simplistic head design. It does have like these two little like side ears coming out as well that are like kind of like this light teal color. And you can see them a little bit on the 2D art, obviously easier to see on the 3D art because it's more of a frontal art. This one's got an upper torso. It's just kind of a singular plate that's like wrapped front to back. You can see the spine, and this is another one of those designs. This actually, I can't remember, Six, were you the one who was asking me why mecha tend to have spines at this angle, or was that someone else? I know I was talking about mecha with someone recently.
There was a similar, I don't think I asked that specific question, but there is sort of a similar, like, line of conversation when we were talking about the Valkyrja frames.
Right, yes, that's what it was. Because you can see here, this also has, like, a weird angled, like, spine for the back of it, like the way it comes forward into the waist. Just think it's interesting that it just came up again. And then for the arms, you've got a set of smaller arms that are kind of like located almost inside of like the pectorals.
Oh, by the way, I figured out what the MWS is that you were thinking of.
Oh, what is that?
That's Xion's like arm launcher.
Oh, that's okay. And okay, so they were talking about it fighting Gnosis just because if she fights a Gnosis on foot. Okay, I understand. Her fucking cool arm launcher that just has a bunch of tools in it.
Oh, this is interesting. So the 10,000 is her starting unit.
Uh-huh.
And then she upgrades to the lower numbers. And then, I guess, comes back for the 20,000?
Weird, okay. So you have... Yeah, so this is the... So on the 4,000, you've got the smaller arms and the pectorals. Then you have, like, two larger arms. These larger arms are actually, like, mounted onto the backpack, it looks like. It's a little hard
yeah,
to tell.
Yeah, the drawing makes that clear.
Yeah.
Also, the back art, you can see them poking forward from the backpack.
Yeah. And then you've got that same kind of, like, thing going on with the waist that you had mentioned, right? With, like, the circle with the line going through it. For the legs, the upper legs are simple in design, other than they have like little side skirts built in that are just like kind of pointing forward, kind of pedal shaped. And they have like a little circular piece on the side. Also has a little circular piece on the back plate of the waist. Then you've got these like really tall, like the lower legs are kind of bigger than the thighs, and they have the like, almost the effect of like wearing big shoes or something. I like this design a lot, actually. It's growing on me more and more as I look at it. It's great. So it's got these like, big shoes, and then the backpack. You've got like a big square backpack. It has thrusters on the bottom, and then it's got these like two little like pieces on the top that wrap around the head. That just point forward, kind of like the ones that are on the sides of the legs, but bigger. I love this guy. This is a friend.
So for anyone, so I think there could be people out there, right, who would be like, Six, why is it that you, who are covering this game, don't know very much about these machines?
Because
they forgot to make them matter.
Yeah, I was going to say, because like it was cool using the VX-10000 at the beginning, but I was like, I know people tell me, though, that like not to get too attached to the mecha, because you don't actually, from what I know, they're basically like... You use them like Aeons in Final Fantasy X, right? Like, you summon them in battle when necessary, but...
Kind of, yes, but the and it is also kind of like Aeons in that, like, they have, like, a fixed HP that is hard to heal, and, like, also, this is not like Aeons. If you do some grinding, you outscale their damage really fast.
Oh, no!
So it's just, like... There's kind of just no reason to use them. They just implemented them really poorly.
That sucks. Yeah. Ah, that makes me so sad. But, cute design for this one, though. All right.
Yeah, this is a friend.
Moving on to the next one, then, just moving up the numbers, would be the 7,000. So I'll have you grab the 7,000's 3D, and I'll grab the 2D.
Only one image of this one. I don't have a back view. There's a bunch of the 9,000 that comes after it. But
yeah. So, this friend, also very flag because of the colors, actually, do have a back image of it, actually, in 2D. Not the highest quality, because it's kind of small, but there we are. Put that, scaling. Just scale it kind of small and put it there. There we go. Alright, so yeah, this guy's got a head that is a little reminiscent of the original design. I'm noticing that they all have these, like, little side ears on the head. And then this has a head reminiscent of the VX-10000, but like instead of having the V shape, it's just like a big crest in the middle. Does have the little face there. Also has like a little bit of hanging armor coming off of the sides of the head that wraps around the front over the face.
Just a weird little floating collar.
Yeah. Speaking of collars, this guy's got a for the upper torso like a collar that wraps around and has like a just a bar of armor on the front. But then it's got these, like dark frame pieces that are, like, on the pectorals that are, like, big circles, and these are really weird-looking, and the arms are connected into them. Also has the visible, like, spine, and then, like, It's not very long, though, because this has a very blunted torso, and it's got, like, the little bits of hanging armor, like the square armor, on either side of the spine. Kind of like the 10,000 as well there. For the shoulders, you've got these kind of long shoulders that have these, like, little attachments at the end. I'm assuming all these little circular attachments are hard points, because I noticed on, like,
yeah,
the prior design...
Yeah, you can mount weapons on the shoulders.
One of the guns was, like, holstered on it on the 3D art of the 4,000,
yeah.
So...
The mount points for weapons are left shoulder, left hand, right hand, and I think left hand alternate, right hand alternate. I haven't made use of that. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. And then I guess they just have them also on the waist just in case you, I mean, yeah. Sometimes you just over-design. but, yeah. Well, versus what the mechanics are going to be. Kind of also like the VX-10,000, if you look at the upper arm, though, you've got a cable running between the upper arm and the lower arm there. And it has like a little bit of slack in the joint so that when it moves the arm, it doesn't tear the cable.
Much more visible on the drawing as opposed to this, black cable on a black background.
Yeah, on a black background, which is very difficult to see. But, yeah, you have pretty basic arm shape going on. Does have the big, wrist, coverings again. For the waist, you've got that circular piece again. No skirts or anything to speak of, though the sides of these legs, so again, very thin legs, longer front to back, kind of pointy at the front. Does
got
have like little
knee.
Side mounts on the legs there. Has like double knees going on.
Mm-hmm.
Which is strange. This one, I wish I actually had a picture of it bending its leg, because it's one of those ones where the way the joint is drawn, I can't like super imagine it, but
I feel like it probably just bends with the top part as being the knee and the second part is just reinforcement, but it would be interesting if it double bent. That
yeah.
would be cool.
Then for the lower leg, nothing too special going on. It does actually have a separate foot, unlike the prior designs where the foot and the leg were just kind of built in. Very small foot. You've got like a little small toe piece, a very much higher heel though. And the heel actually like spikes up in the back. For the armor, and then you have, like, a flat heel coming out of that into the back, going onto the ground. Then the backpack, just a big boxy backpack that has a mount on either side and some thrusters on the back of it. Yeah, nothing too fancy going on with the backpack. I do like that rifle design, like, that cool underslung rifle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can put that on anything.
Yeah, but the colors match, so clearly it must be for this one.
Well, you can get a different one that has different stats that's a different color.
Of course. Oh, interesting. So, there's actually a second VX-7000 here on this page, but... No, this is the VX-9000. They just listed it
yes.
correctly.
I see.
Because here, post the VX-9000, and I'll post this one. Let me get rid of these. So, this is the art. This would be the VX-9000. And they just, I think they just... Okay, they mislabeled a lot of things here on this page, actually. The whole page got fucked up here. Because, the legs are labeled VX-10,000. Okay, something has gone awry on this page. I don't know what they were, like, the typesetter was doing. Because there's also a VX-10... What is that? Is that a VX-1 million?
That looks like a... Yeah, that's a 1 million.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Something has gone awry on this page, though. that's the VX-9000, though. Which I would say is a pretty cool design. I like this one. Yeah, so for the head on this design, you've got a triangular head again. Not quite the same as the cat one. Does have, like, little ears poking up at the edges of the triangle in the back, too.
Now, this head is really giving me Zone of Enders. This is specifically... This is the fucking Neith.
Yeah.
That we're doing right now.
I can see that.
Which is a cooler design, but we're not talking about that today.
I forget, does Xenosaga come before or after? Or is it the same year, actually?
That's a great question.
Xenosaga Episode 1, that was a very early... people I knew in middle school were talking about that. That was an earlier PS2 game. People I knew in fucking elementary
it was,
were
okay,
talking
this
about
is,
it.
This is a year after.
Oh, this is a year after. 2002, yep. Okay.
Zone of Enders 1 was very early.
Yeah, I always forget about Zone. I always think about Zone of the Enders 2 is the problem.
I'm the only person out here still thinking about Zone of the Enders 1. I think that game's all right.
But yeah, I do like this head a lot. Still has the ears on the head as well. I would assume maybe the ears are either for communication purposes or maybe for receiving that ambient energy purposes, one of the two.
I mean, these are all people that were trained, or not, I don't know, trained, but like did a lot of work on Gundam. Mm-hmm. These are green. Is it possible it just has eyes that stick out to the side on all of
them?
Could
be eyes, yeah, it could be sensors. But then you have, for the torso here, very organic-looking torso, very, like, fun shapes going on. It's got, like, a, it's got, like, two swept back parts, like, going around the collar. Has two swept back parts going under, like, the, frame of the, pectorals there. And then you've got, like, a single horn going down the middle. It still has that same spine shape going on, but this one has a very thick, spinal piece going into the waist.
Mm-hmm.
For the arm connections for the pectorals, you have these, like, really weird internal pieces that actually have, like, a cable on the front of them. They look really strange, these pieces coming out of the torso there into the shoulders.
Oh, yeah, right. The parts right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then you've got, on the shoulders, armor on the front and back of the shoulders, and then, like, a hard point sticking out of the side of either shoulder. You've got, like, a weird bicep thing going on here, because it has, like, so you have the shoulder, then you have a piece of armor, then it hits the butt, well, like, what you would consider the bicep. It's like you've got a double jointed bicep going on here.
It looks like it has a bigger mecha's arm on there, but not, like, hugely, just like, oh, a one that's beefier.
Mm-hmm. You also have another cable going from the top, from the middle of this bicep, I guess, into the lower arm. Visible joint there, and then you've got, like, the lower arm, pretty simple in shape, it's just, like, a rounded lower arm with some, panel lining detail. Big round cuffs for the hands. The waist piece, same waist piece that these all have had with the circle, with the line going through it, has a bit of a horn coming out of the bottom. Just has, like, a hard point on the very back of it, if you look, at the back art, it just has, like, a circle sticking out of the back of the front plate of armor. Then you've got these kind of, there are thighs that have, like, this, like, point at the top, and they kind of taper as they go down, or, like, at the top front. Does have hard points on the sides of these. For the legs, you've got knee armor that has, like, little extensions going around the sides of the joint. The lower leg armor, again, it's the lower leg is combined with, like, the toe. Got, it looks like the toe actually is separately articulated, though. Like, if you look at the 3D model there, you can tell on the right leg.
Definitely.
On the normal art, it looks like it would just be a panel line, but it is, like, actually separate for the toe. But it is, like, very embedded in the leg in a way that makes it, like, run together. Then you have a very high heel on this guy. I like the high heel. Just kind of a pointy high heel at the bottom of it, and it also has, like, a pointed bit of armor on the top. For the backpack, another just kind of big boxy backpack, it's swept back, you've got the two thrusters on the bottom of it, and then it's got hard points on the sides.
Yeah, you've got, like, to me, it's, you know, it obviously it predates this show by a couple of years, but this looks very, like, Code Geass, like, Sutherland to me.
Yeah. Which I think, I don't know, actually, are the cockpits on the back? Is that why?
I have no clue. We never see anyone getting one.
Yeah, we don't. That's the thing.
And then we have the 20,000.
All right. Let me go back to the first page. The 20,000 is fucking cool. I like this thing's shape a lot. Let me get
that. It's interesting.
Okay. You don't like it as much as I do. I see.
No, I do not.
Yeah. So for this design, you've got the triangular head again, retained there. You can see it a little bit better. I have a piece of art that actually cuts out the shoulder binder, so you can see it a bit better. I'll just post that on the front for just a second so you can see the head there. It's got the triangular head. This one, the head is very, very future Gundam, but it's very Beg Your Bow looking.
It's very nice looking.
Yeah, from G-Witch. flat, you have the little eye pieces, so instead of being ears on this, they do look like eyes because of their location. You have kind of a thin torso in the middle that has, like, two large bits of armor that, like, come out of the sides of the pectorals and actually, like, go in front of the arms. And then
I mean, it has the back. Exaggerated versions of features of the other VX models, right? Like,
Yeah, and the arms are connected into these, weirdly.
So it has exaggerated 4,000, like, shoulder binders, right?
Yeah.
And then it has exaggerated, like, the 10,000 shoulder, like, crossbeam look.
Yeah.
As just this chest element.
And then you have, like, so below the pectoral, you have two bits of armor coming from the backpack that jut forward underneath. Little bit of a spine that is visible in the sky, another thick one, kind of like the prior one we looked at. The arms are connected into those giant beams, though, coming out of the pectorals. They're just kind of slotted in the middle of them and hang down from there. And these also have, like, the instead of the shoulder hard points being on the actual shoulders, they are on these pectorals because they keep going out and have the little circles at the end. So the arms are hanging below these. The arms have the cable going on. Nothing too crazy with these arms in terms of, like, overall detail. Just, you have the cable that still has the same rounded shape of a lot of these big cuffs, etc. Does also have, it's interesting that the red one's the only one with, like, the inverted glove thing. Because the rest of these just kind of have gloves with, like, armor put on them.
No, this is inverted glove again. Oh, what are you talking about? Look at the fingertips.
It looks like both the gloves are brown, though, on them. Because look at the one holding the gun.
Right, but the inversion is that one of them has the pink fingertips and one of them has the black fingertips, I think.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong about this. It's hard to tell on this one. I'm trying to make it work, and I think that's, you know, causing me to reach a little bit.
For the
Certainly the other ones don't have it.
For the waist, you have a circle with the line through it. Just kind of points forward. Has a flat back with, like, the little circular piece that all of these have had on the back of their waist. For the legs, you've got a very small upper leg, actually, piece that connects into a very large middle piece. These don't really look like they have knees, though. If you look at the back, I guess they do, though, because the lower leg is separate from this upper leg and could move in those
gaps. Yeah, the knee is actually, it's a reverse knee. The knee is the upper part.
Yeah,
which is usually not how this works.
Really weird. And you have this, the armor, like, is pointy and swept back on the sides. There's a gap in the armor there, though, so you could bend the leg if necessary. Then you've got, like, the lower leg and the upper leg also on the sides between the you have the knee in the middle with, like, the little hard points on the side of them. But then you have, like, these, like, darker pink parts, like, just embedded in the sides of the legs. For the feet, you do have separate feet. You have, like, a separate foot and heel coming out of the bottom of the feet. The toes on the front have this large piece of armor that covers, like, the whole front of the bit of the leg. And it also has a similar piece on the back that's not quite as tall that protects the back of the leg. Then you have...
It feels like a design... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, for the backpack, you have a backpack with four thrusters. It's got, like you had mentioned, two of those overhanging bits that hang over towards the front. And, yeah, that's basically it.
It feels like a design that you draw because you're like, I need something that seems really, like, sophisticated, and I don't have to animate this.
It's really I like it, personally, but...
I don't think any part of it would make sense if it tried to move.
I mean, it does move in the game, though.
It moves a little, it hovers, and it lifts its forearm to shoot a pistol. Like, those arms don't make any sense. The way they connect into the shoulder would stop them from moving.
Well, they can't... Well, if you wanna look at the lines on the line art, though, it looks like maybe the middle parts of the beam, like, if you're looking at this part here...
Just move out of the way?
Well, it looks like the beams would move, which would be ridiculous. Because look at the panel lining there.
Yeah.
So maybe that
I guess
moves,
you think so. It just, like, opens up and lets it move around or whatever. And, like, and then you've got, like, these, like, ridiculous huge, like, knee thrusters. And you've got an instep guard that's basically an instep blast shield. And it's just, like, I don't hate this design. But I can't enjoy a design that to me feels like a lot of the elements the artist didn't have a clear purpose for and just did them to put shapes.
He actually did draw, also, as you can see, these binders are movable, if you look at them, so they can move out of the way, it looks like.
Sure. Sure.
It is very funny to me that, like, yeah, but this is not going to be reflected, I guess, in the game as much. You know?
No. No.
All right. So then there's a couple others. Oh, no. Okay, so I think all these were Chaco, because here's the thing. I'm looking at this art for these ones, and, like, the AG01 and all that. These are Ishigaki of this era.
Yeah, this is not, I think, the one that I saw in the opening cutscene, but this is of a, like, clearly of a similar model that I saw, and I went, oh, here's Ishigaki.
Yeah, so I guess we'll start with the AG01 and run through, there's, like, what, the AG01 through AG05, yeah.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so I do have this. Well, and also the reason I knew it is when I saw this. I have this in. I have his art book, and this is in his art book, like these front and back shots. All right, so this guy, cool helmet head going on. Almost like kind of reminds me of the Gerbera's head, Tetra's head, in like shape overall, like because it's got like the pointy mask part on the bottom. It's got the two vents on the side. It's got the rounded dome on the top. It extends back a little bit far, but instead of having a mono eye, it's got like this big case around, like this big casing around a large like red eye in the middle. Like I guess it's still a mono eye, but it's not a Gundam style mono eye, you know. You've got an interesting torso. The upper torso is like, you've just got basically armor detail, right? Like you've got this, like these pectoral sections. You've got like the middle piece of armor there that's got like a little, almost looks like it has a speaker in the front of it, right? Like the way the black lines look that are in the little triangular piece there. And then the midsection is just a cylinder going into the waist. Like it's not a spine, it's a cylinder. This is like, these are the ones that feel like the cheap robots, which I'm assuming they are. These are the cheaper ones.
I'm not sure. I'm just not sure.
I do really like, so if you look at the shoulders, it's got very like boxy shoulders with front and back boxy armor. And then it's got the little hardpoint sticking out. I really like though that the hardpoint on this actually for the 3D model here has like a shield mounted onto the hardpoint. A big shield, which I think is really cool. The arms are kind of long. Like you have a very long bicep. The forearms are like the same size as most mecha forearms. It's just it has a long bicep though. So it looks like, you know, like looking at the arms, it would touch like it could touch like the knees almost. But yeah, so you've got these long biceps, visible joint, and then boxy lower arms. These hands are very Gundam looking. You know, it's the gray hands with just the standard back cover.
I mean, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but Junya Ishigaki has given it definitely not a gym bullpup rifle, so...
Yeah, you know what, that's true. for the waist here, you've got, like, a circular waist around the top of it. Just has, like, a crotch piece in the middle, has, like, these little square pieces of armor on the side, then it has these two, like, almost, like, looks like little, like, rocket pack things on the back. Like, these would be, like, little thruster pods or something, like these circles on the back. Yeah, I think these are just like little thrusters, probably for hovering though, given
probably
also this is even smaller than the other ones. Like look at the height with the guy next to it. This is a little guy.
How can a person fit in that?
I
feel like that must be a bad drawing. That height comparison cannot be right because there would be no space for a human in this.
They go into the tube in the middle. They stand, and like you pilot it while
like
standing.
No, you get in the back part, and your legs dangle down the tube, and that's why the tube's so long?
Maybe, yeah. Where's the hatch? Actually, is my question looking at this. It's not on the back, because that's, like, a backpack.
I don't think it is.
Oh, maybe it's not. Maybe it does open, huh?
I don't... You see, I don't know.
Oh, maybe it is like a scope machine. Dog, actually, but you enter it from the back. Like, the head is, like, where the head... Like, your head is looking out of the head of this thing. You know?
I don't think it's a sound design.
I mean,
I don't
it
know
feels like these
the
are designed
is,
to look
but...
cheap in comparison to the other ones, so...
Sure, but the scale is the scale. Like, I don't think these are shown as being... Like, most eggs are shown as being... basically the same scale.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, you don't have to draw anyone ever getting into it in-game, is the thing.
Well, you do, actually.
Oh, do they?
There is one cutscene where Lieutenant Luis Virgil is getting in and out of an eggs while he's fighting. Because he hops out to, like, get, to steal a remote from somebody, I think. And I'm trying to remember that cutscene. And also what fucking frame he's in, because he's not in this one, but...
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Alright. Moving on, though. So, for the thighs here, you've got, like, an interesting leg setup. It almost has, like, what feels like it would be, like, Digitigrade-style legs. Because, like, you've got, like, this weird joint on the upper leg here, like, this, like, little box that connects into, you know, some leg armor on the front, which then has... So, that has, like, some armor on the front, and then, you know, that's the part that looks like your typical leg, but you can see the way it connects, it looks like there's a second joint there. And then, of course, you have the middle of the leg. You have armor on the sides covering the joint. And then the, you know, foreleg extends down. And then the way the foot connects is really odd. It connects into the back of the... rather than the middle of this leg. And it's got, like, a little instep guard wrapped around it. Kind of a high heel. And then kind of standard Gundam feet in terms of overall shape. Like, you've got, like, you know, the... colored armor with, like, the white armor in the middle. Then for the backpack, which is kind of just melded into the torso, you've got, like, a row of thrusters on the bottom of it, and then also two hardpoints on either side. Do you think this design looks fucking cool? I like these guys.
You also have a alternate color scheme that you might like.
Oh, let's see. Ooh! Oh, I like that. Yeah, no, that's great. Making the face more subdued by having, like, it black. That actually makes it look like it has a mono eye. I really like the top of the head being colored, like, with the white there. And then it has, like, more lights going on. Like, the original one does have these same lights, but they're just kind of, like, a little, like, blue color. Like, you can see on the thighs.
Yeah, it seems like they're not turned on.
Yeah, whereas on this, they're, like, orange, and they're just, like, much brighter. I'm assuming this comes from a later game, because this looks like a completely new model.
I don't think it looks like a new model. It looks like a different texture, but...
I was just thinking, like, because look at the face. It's, like, thinner. Like, if you look at the vents and all that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't know where this comes from.
I don't know either. Well, given that there's an AG02 that goes with these, I wonder if these are in the next game, maybe. In, like, Xenosaga 2.
We'll never find out. I was going to say we'll find out, and I think the answer is we'll never find out. Anyway, let's move on to the AG-02.
Yeah, so the AG-02 is kind of interesting here. So the way it labels it in the book is a little different, but post the 3D art of it.
I think this is the one that the Virgil pilots.
This
I
one is titled this is the AG-02M on the art for some reason, but who knows?
I mean, it does have a big M10 on the shield.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means anything. Oh, those are, like, shield, like, they have rifles mounted in them.
Yeah, no, these are great. I like the way, I love this unit. This unit's fucking cool when it has its full equipment on.
Yeah, it's really good.
Those thrusters, I think, are also attached to the hardpoints on the back. Just look at the, if you look at the 3D model you linked, it has that, those pointy, like, thrusters. I think those are attached into the hardpoint of the backpack of the normal one. So this might be Lewis's, and it might just be really customized for the one you see in-game. Because, like, the heads, like, the base body shape is all the same. It's just the attachments are really cool on the one, on the 3D model we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, the head is similar to the prior head, but it has, like, a little command antenna.
This is the default suit of Chaos.
The one with the weirdly spelled name, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's just all lowercase.
Oh, it's just always lowercase. Okay.
This is a very particular loadout, because normally it doesn't, like, imagine it doesn't have the same equipment, because this is cool equipment.
So the head has a commander antenna on it, like, just like a little blunt one. The torso is actually pretty similar to the same one on the prior one. It even has, like, the little speaker-looking part. Just has a little bit of different detail and coloring going on. Like, you've got these little bolts on the side. Does have the big cylinder in the middle of the body. The shoulders are a bit flatter and go out a little further, for their hard points. The arms are still kind of, like, the long arms. Though it looks like the, wrist now has articulation. Like, as in, like, it looks like the hands would be able to pop up on that, like, black area. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know if I think that. I mean, like, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
It looks like it on the in-game model, but if you look at the art, that's just armor.
Yeah, I think it's just the aesthetic. I see the sign, but I don't think that's what they're trying for.
Yeah, it would be cool if they could, though. It
would be cool.
Then for the waist, again, simple waist where you've just got, like, the crotch piece and then some armor wrapped around. The side packs are a little larger on this. And then it has, like, a really big rear piece that has, like, a, like, two, like, I'm assuming, like, little thruster pods facing downward. And then, like, a almost like it looks like a radome in the middle of the back of it.
It does look like that, doesn't it?
It's cool. Then you have the same kind of weird leg setup where you've got, like, that weird angled joint going into the upper leg. Just like on the prior design, and still has that kind of like almost digitigrade feel going on. The feet are also still connected into the back, so the feet are pretty similar. Where this really differs, though, yeah, is the equipment. Also, the backpack. The backpack's a bit pointier in the back middle of it. But the custom one you linked, so it has on the left arm, it has like a shield that has a rifle built into it. The right arm looks like it has like a sniper rifle or some kind of high powered rifle. Alongside it holding a rifle. And then the backpack hardpoints are actually used on this, unlike a lot of the other designs we've looked at where the backpack hardpoints are never used. And the backpack hardpoints on this one are like big thrusters put into them, basically, is what it looks like. I think it looks fucking cool. This is actually a really cool unit. I like it. I mean, I really like seeing it. I think seeing it after the AG01 is what makes it kind of special to me. Because it really, like, pronounces, like, it feels like an upgraded grunt, right? Yeah. And I always like when you have, like, a turbo-customized upgraded grunt in that way.
You also have another version of it in, you know, there's another Ultimate Colors version of this. I like the base version better than this Alternate Colors, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's got the fucking,
it's got, like, knuckle dusters.
Yeah, it's got the F90 fight-type arm-fighting equipment.
It's pretty cool. I do like that it also has the thrusters on the back still, but yeah, I think the other one actually works better. Plus, the other one has more equipment, so it just looks cooler.
I'm starting to have a theory about who pilots this, and, just like, these suits seem mad, and they seem like more sinister versions of a certain, like, okay, so I think I understand.
A funny one here is that we skip AG03, but we go to AG04.
We don't.
Oh, we don't?
We only have it in the alternate colors, the sinister colors.
Oh, okay, show it. Oh, weird.
Look at this little pal.
So this one is, you replace the commander antenna with a camera, and you replace the speakers in the chest with a camera. Then you've got, like, these really pulled-in little, like, shoulder parts. Does have a cannon attached into these shoulders. You've got, like, the... So the torso here, actually, this is what's making me feel like these come from a later game. These have, like, the ES-style torsos, where you've got the, like, rounded, you know. Instead of having, yeah, like, the cylinder, it's, like, a more, like, almost like a belly, almost, kind of going on.
I bet these come from a later game. But also, like, that belly style, like, you can see side by side, this is just a very different...
Yeah.
Frame.
You've got the crotch piece there, which has, like, a little overhang on the bottom. I forgot to mention, the arms are very thin on this guy, and they also have, like, little knuckle dusters on the one arm, it looks like. Different design, but still punchy. The legs are very odd. It's got, like, a lot of shapes going on with the legs here.
It feels like the armor is really shaved down, but it's made it a lot more, like, bumpy.
Yeah, this feels like it's trying to be, like, the lightest version of the prior designs, right? Like, especially given, like, how much, like, thinner the arms are and all that. Like, this feels like it's trying to be very light. One of the weirdest looking ankle armors I've seen on a design, too, because if you look at this ankle armor, it only protects the outside of the leg, not the inside. Which feels like it would... also help with cutting down on the weight.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just interesting. I'm not used to seeing that kind of thing. Do we have a back view of this or no?
No, with all the alternate colors, all I've got is a front view.
Okay, just was curious. Yeah, because these are not in my art book, unfortunately.
Are you ready for it to get weirder?
What, with the AG04?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a fucking weirdo in the book. I love this guy. It's very cute. You've got, like, a really round, big head on this guy, and it's got these, like, two little black bumps on the head, like, towards the front that look like big bug eyes, almost. And then you can see the actual camera is, like, this little green visor, like, on the quote-unquote mouth area.
Mm-hmm.
The torso is similar to the prior AGs, right? Like, you've got the triangle with the speaker in it. The shoulders are different, though. You've got these simple, rounded shoulders, beefy arms, especially in the art, but even the in-game one is pretty beefy, like very square arms, that have like big armor protecting the joints on the sides. And then you got really beefy forearms, and these forearms have like drills attached, or the left arm has a drill attached.
No, it doesn't. I think that's, I mean, okay. Oh, you know, it's mounted. Okay. I see.
Mounted on the underside. It's the bottom hard point.
So it has, has sort of an underslung, like, Zagok arm.
Yeah. And then the fists just, by default, have these, like, shields over them.
Are they shields, or are they more like, are they like the Hyakushiki Kai's, like, explosive bolts?
I have no idea. They're cool. They might be a little punch.
They look like you would
weapons.
Punch and then blast with them. Yeah.
Yeah, no, these are really neat. And then you get weirder. So you hit the waist, and it's a simple waist again. You've got the cylindrical torso going into a very simple waist. Has the same thrusters as the AG01, like the two little pods that are just facing down. The legs, though, are giant, like, wheels. Like, you have, like, that weird connection into the leg, but the leg is just one big leg, right? There's not, like, a knee. Because there's... As the legs go down, like, you have this separated knee armor at the front that has, like, a small wheel. And then the big knee armor, or the big leg armor on the back has a giant wheel at the bottom. And then the wheels have, like, or the leg armor also has, like, a foot sticking out of the side. Like, it's attached to the side, so it looks like it can, like, roll those up to hide them when necessary. Because I'm assuming this transforms in some way, because if you look at the knees, like, it has the small wheels, so it probably, like, folds the feet up and just wheels around on these.
I think it's less dramatic than you're imagining.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a picture.
Oh. Let's see it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, no, it does. See? I mean, that's what I meant, is you fold the feet back, and then...
I thought you were imagining, like, it, like,
it doesn't, like, transform into a car. No, because the upper body can't do shit. Look at that fucking torso. You ain't doing anything with that cylinder.
So, hang on. This is actually fascinating.
Uh-huh.
The feet are here, and they slide back and hook onto the back leg.
No, 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 no. The feet, if you look at the right leg there on the image that you, like, the image where you circled, they're already attached to the back leg. They're just facing forward, and then they...
Oh, they're just extending forward fast, and this little wheel, this leg ends right here.
Yeah.
I see.
It's weird. I was gonna say, you can see it a bit better if you look at the 2D art. I was trying to... Here. If you look at the rear shot, you can see where they're attached. They're on the circular parts of the side.
That's so strange.
These are such weird little guys. I love them. Oh, and their backpack, very simple backpack, not even really any thrusters or anything on it. Probably just some downward thrusters. It has
and
a
like
horn
a blade
on the
antenna.
Backpack, though.
Yeah.
Just going straight up the back, which is kind of neat. We also have art here, real quick, before we move on, related to this unit, of the drill, the weapon. Like, because it's a sub-arm.
Yeah.
And it,
it's
like, can move.
I told you, it's a Zagok arm. It's a Zagok arm.
If you look at the upper left, it even has five fingers, technically, and they can separate to look like fingers.
It's a really cool design.
I love this, like, weird little under-slung attachment that's just this cool arm. This thing rules. Anyway, alright. Then, moving on to the... Finally, the AG05.
Now, it's labeled it's called the 5 on the wiki. Uh-huh. The image it is referencing calls it the 605 I don't know what's up with that.
I don't know. The art just calls it the AG05 also. Oh, no. I think that's AGG05 because look at the...
Oh,
because look at how they do that. I think they... It's still wrong, but I think they added an extra G there.
I see.
Rather than, I mean, it's trying to look like numerical, you know, like a calculator or something.
This is someone's Armored Core 3 design.
I love this thing. So you've got a head that has a horn in the middle. It has the same mono eye as the other AG series. Has this, like, large amount of armor on the sides and bottom of it, though. And it connects back into the backpack, which has a radome on the top of it. So, of course, I love this. But the head and the backpack are all one thing.
Is it the Dagdoll I'm thinking of?
It's like doing a Dagdoll thing. And then you've got, like, a really beefy torso, but, like, it's interesting because it actually has a small torso underneath and just has beefy armor, like, from the shoulders extending forward and around the torso, right? So it's, like, a small torso and it still has the cylinder in the middle, but then, like, the shoulders are gigantic and they, like, extend forward and wrap around the front, basically.
Really funny detail from the model that we can see. We can see on the art and on the model where the hard points are, and they don't use those hard points for the shoulders. They mount it behind.
Yeah, it's mounted on the fucking back instead. I mean, this thing is covered in extra hard points, though, because, like, if you look at... So it's got these beefy biceps that have the same protection, kind of as the 3... Or, not the 3, the... what was it? The 04. Like, the same kind of arms, like, beefy arms with the big joint covers.
Right,
But then you have these really stubby forearms, actually. But then you have, like, an attachment on the lower part of the forearm that sweeps all the way back. And these attachments have two attachment points on the side, as well as three giant, like, knife claws. Like, these can flip forward. You can see it flipped forward on the arm there, on the right of the 2D art. So it's, like, these big shields that have three knives in them that also have additional hard points because question mark. Because you need more, I guess.
I guess.
For the waist, though, we actually have a very substantial waist here. Well, not really, actually. So the actual waist, what we would declare the waist is, and we don't have a back of this, sadly, even with the 2D art. It's just like a round piece, though, for the waist going around. You have a big crotch piece in the middle, and then, like, so those are the angled joints that normally would connect into the back of the leg, but the legs connect into the sides of them now instead of the, instead of these connecting into, like, the back of the leg. Because if you look at the earlier AGs, they all have these, like, angled, you know, frame pieces, but on this, the legs are just attached into the sides for some reason. And they're just massive legs. They don't have knees. They're just swept back, and they have these very flat feet, and the feet actually have thrusters in them, so it's definitely hovering. Because you can see, he actually drew, like, if you look at the bottom of the foot there, a separate, like, thruster, what the thruster looks like on the inside of the foot there. So it just has these, like, big flat feet that almost look like caterpillar tracks because of all the, like, sections on them. And then it just hovers around. The backpack, as I mentioned, is connected to the head and just has, like, two hard points on the side and, like, a little horn off on the side of it. And then on the 3D model, you have, like, a four giant missile pod on the one side and then a huge folding cannon on the other side, like Armored Core-style foldy cannon.
Yeah, all of the things, armaments that it's shown with on the in-game model are extremely Armored Core.
Yeah, and even, yeah, even the Gatling gun, like, that style of Gatling is very Armored Core. This thing rules. I love this little guy. He's just fucking weird looking.
Just a big chunky pal, yeah. After all these, like, you know, spindly, like, Ishigaki and, you know, adjacent designs, which I love, but it is still really satisfying to just get this big, heavy boy.
I'm trying to see now,
So that is what I've got.
That's all the mecha in the book. However, we do have... yeah, no, I think that's just all the mecha in the book. Because, like, I think these are not... These are called Eosis? Work? Okay, so these are all the little background ones. I have a lot of background mechanical designs, basically, that I can share. Like, there's this. This one is a pretty cool one. These are not... Yeah, and these aren't the aims, by the way. I double-checked, yeah. This is just a weird little, like... I don't know what this is. I love it. this little square boxy robo guy. Got like a head with a forward facing horn that has like a little visor in there. Big torso, does not have the same kind of torso style as these other ones. Just kind of a big upper torso in general. On the shoulders, or on the, actually it's on the collar area, you have these two like thrusters. Well, no, they are on top of the shoulders. They're just separate from the shoulder armor. Weird. And you've got these like two like forward facing, like almost like they would look like thrusters. These are core. Let me, I'm trying to read the Japanese there. Koa do-unity. Yeah, no.
Core doll units?
Core, no, because it's do-unite-na. Oh. Don't know what that is. I'm assuming these are weapons of some sort, given that they are given a label.
No, I think they're construction.
Yeah. And, yeah, and then the arms, though, you've got these, like, very, like, weird, like, flat plates for the arms. I really like these, so the bicep is just a circular piece, but the forearms have, like, armor that sweeps back, and I really like the way these, arms are designed. Stand, kind of just normal hands. For the waist, you've got, like, a crotch piece that looks like it has, like, it looks like it's attached into the torso. Like, it looks like there's, like, a bar going down into this crotch piece that also just extends down. Like, this is definitely a hover unit. And these legs are just giant hover units. Like, they look like they have knees, kind of, but not really. And if you look at, like, the front and back of them, like, they're just these big hover units. Yeah, okay, and it does label them as hover units, too. It has, Romical drives on the back? Romikaru drive is what these are labeled, those circular pieces that you can see on the rear art there.
Okay.
And then you've got these, oh, that crotch piece there, by the way, that looks like, okay, even funnier, I didn't notice this. Look at the top middle, I'm gonna take a closer picture of it. That's a sword holster.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's just a big sword holster in the middle of the crotch. Okay. This is weird. This is such a bizarre design. And the sword is also weird. You can see a close-up of it here. It's like a sword that, like, butterflies open. Why does this thing have such a detailed weapon going on?
Don't know.
And then those are rocket launchers on the back. It does label those as rocket launchers, and you can see, like, if you look at the top middle, there's like a three holes for those, so those would like pop up. I wonder if these are just like an enemy, maybe. Eosis, hold on. Eosis Xenosaga, let me look this up. All right, hold on. Eosis, someone actually has it. It's a mecha type. Okay, this is an enemy. It's just, okay, for whatever reason we have art. I think a lot of the enemies were not given art. I think a lot of the enemies were just designed by the 3D model team.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Yeah?
Is this that fucking annoying boss from...
Encountered in Proto Merkaba.
Okay, no, I haven't fought this yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Eosis is Greek for reddening, and IO system is a computer term. Why they gave this random enemy a name is beyond me. So... this is just like a random enemy, okay? It's just an enemy mecha.
And I'm going to tease something that we can't really... I don't think we have proper artwork to talk about it, and also its design changes across games. But there's also a summon spell in the game. I'll give you a blurry shot of what it looks like in one.
Oh,
it's in all three games.
I just realized also these robots are coming after the Gnosis section. So I think these are, yes, these are all enemy designs. Okay. These are all, okay. So everything I'm showing now would be enemy mecha.
Here's a low resolution shot of its model from one, which is kind of hard.
Oh, it's
to
the
read.
G elements from Xenogears.
Is it ever?
Yeah. Have you seen
this
the
is
G elements?
Erde Kaiser. Yes, I have.
Okay. Yeah. This is just the fucking G elements.
We will cover this properly if we ever do an episode on 2 and 3.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and it's even called the G-Elements in... Oh, no. It's not called the G-Elements in this game. It's just... Okay.
Yeah, it's just the Erde Kaiser.
But yeah, no, it's the G... It's fucking G-Elements. I love the G elements. All right. So I guess we'll just go over a couple more enemies just to be thorough and give them a nice... I mean, I know it's running long, but they're enemies. We could talk about them quick. This one's a work robot that apparently appears as an enemy. I think this guy's kind of a fun little guy. And you can see where it's piloted. It's because it's got a big canopy there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the canopy unit for the upper torso with little shoulders built into the sides. It's got rudimentary arms coming out that end in like little grabby hand manipulators. Not really a separate waist, just built into the bottom of the torso. Has two lights, those are actually, like, labeled. It has two lights, on the waist there, and, like, a little, like, towing bar, and then you've just got pretty simple legs. Does have cloth covering on the, joints, which I think is neat. If you look at, like, the rear, you can really see it, and also, like, the lower legs, like, where the legs are connecting into the feet. Got some armor on the... This is also a hover unit. Because every fucking robot in this game hovers, because as it turns out, that's just the easiest way to animate mecha.
Yeah.
Then you have this enemy, which is like a fucked up turret. Kabuto Morutom. Don't know what it is. Probably can find its name if I look, but yeah. Just a weird turret.
It's got a battle droid face, and I like
that. It's got a battle droid face. It does have like little gun arms. It looks like it folds up. Right? Like, looking at this.
It looks like it has one... It hops around on one single Gundam boot.
Oh, you know what? I bet what it does, given that all the hovering in the game, is that it folds up and is, like, a little, like, weird box, hovers around, and then pops open. Like a fucked up jack-in-the-box that makes, murders you.
That makes sense.
Next page? Let's see. Any mecha on the next page? Oh, yeah, okay. The Domo Carry. Domo Carry? Domo Kyari. I like this guy. This is a very Sid Mead looking guy.
Is this the motherfucker? This look kind of looks like the motherfucker.
It's got, like, two little camera eyes on the front of the head. It's got, like, a, The it's got arms connected into, I guess you would call it the head, and then it's got, like, these torso segments going down into the lower body, which it's got, like, a four-legged lower body. Two smaller
Yes, this is the
legs.
Motherfucker!
Is this a boss?
This is a boss that is a reality check for this game. Not because this boss is particularly hard. I mean, it has a mechanic that is, like, it uses a part of the battle system you haven't paid attention to before.
Okay.
And if you don't do it right, it will just murder you. But this is the point where you find out for the first time whether or not the game approves of how much grinding you've done. Because if not, you cannot kill this. It will heal faster than you can damage it.
Oh, okay.
Fucking dickhead.
I like the camera eyes with, like, the little antenna on the front. I like the antenna coming out of the back. It's got really neat, like, quad leg set up with, like, the two front legs being smaller legs that have, like, little protruding heels on the bottom, and then the two big back legs that are folded down. The heels actually can fold down or up on the back leg, it says. And it's got a laser rifle, I guess, built into the arm, it looks like, going off the labeling. Just a cool little guy to talk about. This is an armored core here. Hey, this look at this guy. This is an armored core.
I don't know this man.
You don't know this man? This thing is called Ambix? Ambikusu. We go to that guide that has all the labels of the enemies and whatnot. Ambix?
Oh, wait. Okay, yeah. Yes. I do know this thing.
Uh-huh.
This is a boss from right after I got mad at the game and started cheating. This is right after the Domo, actually.
I just noticed something about this boss. This is a giant gun for the torso.
Yes. Yes.
It's the butt line is back from Xenogears as well, I guess.
I killed it in one turn, so I didn't.
I actually really like this thing's design. The head is very Genesis looking, almost, like from Gundam X.
Yeah, yeah.
With, like, the slits in the camera. And then it's got, like, an upper body where the shoulders are just, like, rounded armor pieces that have little, like, tiny guns on them.
Little air-cooled machine guns. Yeah.
Then the lower arms are just missile launcher, or rocket launcher, sorry to correct myself because it's labeled. Just these, like, long rocket launcher pods that have, like, seven barrels each, or seven holes each. then the lower torso of this guy is just a big cannon. It's just a big laser, according to this. And then it's got, like, a square piece in the middle of the laser on the bottom that has four legs sticking out. Two on either side.
Oh, man. Even if I hadn't been cheating, I'm glancing at the guide I use. Uh-huh. And apparently this fight is so easy that it recommends you specifically, like, skip turns so you can end on a turn where you'll get bonus points for winning.
That's so funny. What a ridiculous little guy. I just like that it's just got a giant torso beam gun.
It is, you know, it is sort of the first boss fight of the section that introduces Junior, and they gotta give Junior his moment in the sun.
One other little enemy, again, it's just the quick sketch, but check out this guy. It's a transformable one. Because you can see its little transformation on the right.
Oh, it's a Domo Alpha.
It's got, looks like it's got either a... I'm wondering if there's, like, multiple versions of this enemy, because you can see that there's a version with, like... The version on the left has the gun in the left arm, but then on the right... if you look in the upper right, it's got like a rocket launcher or something instead, some kind of different gun armament. This is just a cool little Foley friend. It's very obviously a Foley up friend. I like this long head that it has. It's got a very Gaydry-esque head with like having like the long head with like the vents in that style and the little face in there. Got like a pop-up torso piece that you can tell will fold in front of the head there. Got a pretty simple internal frame going on. Really long arms. Very thin arms, though, too. Double jointed, actually. They made sure to pay attention to that, probably because it transforms. Made sure it's a double jointed arm. Weird digitigrade style legs that don't really have feet, just kind of have these like little flaps that stick down for the feet and the heels. I like this old guy.
He's a cutie.
Let's see. I'm assuming this is a much more major boss, given how much of a design shift this is, so maybe I won't show this one.
What's it called?
Shimeon.
Yes, don't show that one.
Okay. It looks completely different from everything else in the game. It actually looks like something from the future games to me, so...
I believe it survives the game.
Trying to see if there's any other ones. This is... What is this thing? Shutsu. Oh, and then... Hey, it's little workers from the beginning. Server Crab. I remember these guys. These guys are at the very beginning of the game.
Oh, yeah.
I love these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Love crabs with little gun/blade arms.
They're great.
Yeah. I think that's about it, though. Yeah, everything else is kind of... one more row of enemies, actually, here. These are look like they would just be normal enemies. These are kind of cool.
Yeah, these are just, enemy, eggs.
Yeah, I like them. I like the one on the left with, like, the weird... How it's got, like, the weird cape thing going on with the, spikes,
That's because it's the commander. That's the commander version.
Oh, that makes sense. It has goof flight type shoulders, which I think is funny.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Well,
it kind of, like... Yeah, that's the... Okay, that is the model I'm thinking of. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Like I said, overall, design's pretty cool. Sorry for, like, petering out at the end, but it's mostly just, like, little sketches of enemies, so, you know. Going on with them.
Just having a little fun.
All right. So, Six, where can people find you and listen to your episode of Xenosaga, which will that be out yet?
By the time this goes up, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Wait. Next week? No. No, it'll be in a couple of days, I think, actually.
Okay. Well, either way.
But, you know, it's never too soon. So you can find me on social media on Twitter and co-host at SixDetmar, SixDetmar. I have my DMs open for any questions, comments, listener requests, anything of that sort you want to do. But my work can be found on scanlanemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlanemedia. The podcast Novel Not New is a monthly podcast where we talk about story games. We're doing Xenosaga Episode 1 for this month. At our $5 a month tier, you'll get several other shows for that tier as well. It's a great show we work kind of crazy hard on, and you should give it a shot.
Yeah. All right.
What about you, Dylan?
You can find me at LowPolyRobot on Twitter.com, as well as on co-host. And you know where my work is. The only real thing I do is here. And, I mean, you know, those places. You're already listening to it. All right. Well, with that, do you have a quote for us from Xenosaga? Anything stay with you?
It's very, very context specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like Cosmos. I'll give context for this one, so it's not just a great quote randomly. But so their ship has been blown up by aliens, right?
Uh huh.
And a scavenger ship comes by, and is like, "Hey, can we get some loot?" Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Cosmos, like, floats by and gets stuck on the outside of the ship, and they think it's a dead body, right? And then she stands up, and she punches their window. And she says, "One more strike and this window will shatter. It appears none of you are wearing spacesuits. Keep in mind, I am making this proposal out of goodwill. I could just as easily toss you all out and take over the ship."
Oh, that's great. All right. Peace.
Peace.